morning madhouse. No limit, Larry in here morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shark and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Madhouse, don't stop.
Man, we can't. We out here with the people, man. It's another Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We ain't gonna stop. 75 degrees, you know what time it is. It's time for Wednesday, hump day. Madhouse, we all up in it. Today's high's gotta be right in the 91. If you're headed outside, if you have to go outside to go to work or go somewhere this morning, maybe drop your kids off at summer camp or something. It's a little muggy out there this morning. Just like one of them, you know how they say sometimes the weather feels like you in a locker room or something? That's what it feel like outside. Like you in a locker room, like a football locker room, and it's just hot and muggy. It's just hot and muggy out there. It ain't no breeze. It ain't no chill. Ain't none of that. It's just hot and muggy. 75 degrees. Today's high is going to be right in the 91. 30% chance of pop-up showers later on this afternoon. And we got one of those crazy pop-up showers last night. And it didn't rain on most sides of town. But if you was on the south side, boy, you caught it bad last night. They caught it bad. They was caught in between one of those pop-up showers where it rained on your side of the street, but it might not rain on my side of the street. But if you was on the south side, like I said last night, it definitely went down here in Charlotte, America. All right, in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm out here. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Also, the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all, so what's up with the comedian? Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody in the north.
Good morning.
Everybody in the
good
south.
Good morning.
Everybody in the east.
Good morning.
Throw the dubs up for everybody in the west.
Good morning.
I say everybody waking up. Everybody waking up.
All right.
He's about to hit me another note. How you feeling in the morning, big dog?
I'm good, Brody.
Not Brody.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Was watching the governor unveil his new plan for North Carolina schools.
Yeah.
That dropped on yesterday. Right. But it was on time. I came in like 3:01. They was already talking. I said, oh, they on time today.
No, they ain't playing.
You usually be like, okay, we waiting on blah, blah, blah. We waiting on this, waiting on that. But they was on time yesterday.
They ain't playing when it comes to this epidural.
I'm sick of you in that. I'm sick of you in
what?
That. Talking about an epidural.
That's what it is, man.
Okay. So we're going to be talking about that this morning for our Madhouse question of the morning. But I'm going to go ahead and get y'all opinion right now. Let's go on and kick it off. What did y'all think about, you know, the unveiling of the new plan for North Carolina schools? Miss Jessica, what you thought about?
I think our president sort of played I think our president forced us to have to be able to do this. I think that it's the best option because it actually gives parents a choice.
Okay. And if you don't know what it was Plan B, which means that there will be some virtual learning and some in classroom learning.
Yes.
So
that Plan B.
Yeah, he's so stupid. It was the Plan B that they rolled with as far as the reopening of North Carolina schools, like I said, which will mean virtual learning mixed with in classroom learning. I think you can take the option of all virtual, right, Ms. Jessica?
Yes, you can do. Parents do have an option. So parents have an option of doing in-person or virtual learning for their students. And then school systems have an option of doing either in-person and or virtual learning or doing virtual learning only.
So tonight they're having an emergency school board meeting, I saw them post that they're going to have an emergency school board meeting tonight. So we're going to see how that plays out. And I guess we're going to see what our school system decide.
Yes. Yeah, CMS. So students that are in CMS schools in our local school systems, they can decide to go to option C, plan C, which is only virtual learning. And the governor also said during his announcement yesterday that, if the numbers continue to rise in North Carolina and we continue to not be able to get a hold around the coronavirus, he can potentially make the decision to move the entire state of North Carolina to plan C, which is virtual learning.
And he also said that we could also...
That's still on the table, but for right now, it's just plan B.
And he also said that... he was going to announce this Friday that we're going to stay in phase two for another 3 weeks.
Yes.
He also said that too on yesterday. So, we're not going to move into phase three. He said we're going to stay in phase two for another 3 weeks. And I guess during his press conference on Friday, he's going to reiterate that and probably go over the school plan again. But like I said, they're going to have an emergency school board meeting tonight. So parents, if you want to be involved in that, I think they're going to do it virtual. But I know there's a way you could be involved in it, and I'll get that for you this morning. Burpee, what you think about it? Because you got kids in North Carolina schools, too, so even though you're not in CMS.
Right. I would rather them have gone strictly virtual instead of giving the option, because I'm not going to send my babies to school. I'm just not going to do it. I don't feel comfortable. I don't know. I feel like things won't get rushed until, like Jessica said, I do think the president... forced our hands, excuse me, as far as making any type of decision. And I don't think people will take it super serious until they be like, oh, it's affecting the kids now.
Mm.
As far as COVID, as far as the coronavirus. So I don't know. I'm not sending my babies into anybody's school to come in contact with anybody, because you don't know where people have been. Ain't nobody going to tell you the truth about where they've been.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, one thing a doctor did speak yesterday and said that they feel like kids don't contract it at a higher rate than adults do. And the kids, they said what they've seen so far, when it does affect the child, that it doesn't have the same effect that it has on an adult. That's what the doctor said yesterday. Don't say I said that. That's what the doctor said yesterday. You know, I like the option of having a choice, because I think kids do need learning. They need learning environments. They need to be around their own peers. So I like, you know, I personally like the option of having a choice where the two, you know, do. And I kind of like both. I like the virtual and I like the in person. Mm-hmm. And because different students learn different ways. And I think as parents, you'll get to learn more and more about your child during these times. So. It's kind of a great thing, because it makes you focus on your child and the way your child is learning, and it's going to make a lot of parents have to be on top of the way their child is learning. So I like having options. So that's my thing. I like having options.
I like having my kids in school from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. because after 10 o'clock to 3, that's my me time. They messing up my me time.
Thank you, parent. All right, man, we're going to talk about that during the Madhouse this morning. It actually is going to be, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it's your Madhouse question of the day. What do you think about it? What do you think about the governor laying out the plan for reopening North Carolina schools? Today's inspirational power word of the morning is Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. What commands your attention each day? Where do you put your affection? What preoccupies your heart, your thoughts, your time? What gives you a sense of self-worth? If everything else were taken away, what is the one thing that you could not bear to live without? Are you looking to something or someone else to provide what only God can? The truth is, anything that competes with God for your first attention and affection is an idol. When you allow anything apart from God to control your life, you have created an idol. But God wants you to be free from enslavement to idols. That's why the Bible tells us to guard our hearts against anything that pulls us away from God. Listen, the truth is, you can make an idol out of many things, but there is no substitute for God. So today, guard your heart and allow God to rule in your life. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration.
God, Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And wisdom to know the difference.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
What we got for today, Ms. Jeff?
All right. So we were talking about it a little bit earlier. Your Madhouse question of the day. What do you think about Governor Roy Cooper's decision to go with Plan B in regards to opening our schools? Here is what we are looking at. Some of the details. Plan B means that we're going to open in person and remotely for learning. We're going to do in-person learning and remote learning. Parents will have the choice. Students and staff will be required to wear face masks. Each student will be provided with 5 face masks. School will limit the number of people in the building to be able to ensure social distancing. There will be symptom checks at the schools. Schools must be able to provide an isolation room for 6 students. Schools and classrooms will be cleaned regularly. Teachers will limit sharing of personal items such as pencils and paper. Outside visitors will be limited, and large gatherings such as assemblies will be suspended. This is the baseline. And then school districts, individual school districts, have the option of moving to Plan C, which is strictly remote learning. But as of right now, students can head back to school in person, and parents also have the option of doing remote learning. We want to know what you think about it.
All right. Hit the hashtag, #MHQOTD. I already told you I like the option of having remote learning and having in-person learning. I think we've been on the pulse of this thing since day one. So I kind of agree with the Plan B and giving parents the option.
I agree. I like giving parents the option. And, you know, one of the forgotten parties in this whole decision are teachers and staff. Mm-hmm. And I actually picked up the phone and I called one of my principal friends yesterday who has been on top of this. Shout out to my girl Barksdale. And she says that the majority of her staff is like, all right, we're going to take care of our babies. We're going to get in here and we're going to get to work. So shout out to the teachers that are over there. I was surprised by that. I was like, wow. But yeah, you know, I like the option of giving students and parents an option, and also they are giving teachers an option of being able to work remotely or in the classroom. So I like it.
I would rather they have gone with remote learning until the pandemic is under control. I don't feel like they should rush back into it. I think this was a rush decision, like you said earlier, Jessica, because of the president. But I don't want to send my babies to school. So I would rather do remote learning.
But is you going to teach them, though?
I teach my baby. I'm giving them an assignment right now, woo-hoo, every day.
Okay. How do we tap in on this one?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, it is 6:23 time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Tamar Braxton took to Twitter to voice her frustrations about the pay differences between the Braxton family values and Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Someone asked her about it, and she replied, I 100% wrote the Braxton family values theme song. Where's the coin? Our show is on Netflix. Where's the coin? 10 years on the air, we make 75% less than the Kardashians. How come there are no villains on that show? That is still unknown how much each Braxton family member makes per episode, as well as if the show will be returning for a 7th season. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently? Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
When I'm on the grind working out here, you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody know she working and she grind, working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding, working and she grind, working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding.
We call it Working Woman Wednesday, and Miss Jessica, who we got today on Working Woman Wednesday?
We have model Miss Brandy Hayes on the line with us today, and she has something really, really big going on, and she needs Madhouse Nation's help. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning, Miss Jessica. How you doing?
Wonderful. Tell us about what you have going on.
Oh, my goodness. So I am actually in the running for Maxim CoverGirl magazine. I'm actually in the quarterfinals right now, and I need help. I need everybody to go vote for me. I need everybody to spread the word. This is very exciting. My first time doing a competition like this, so I'm excited.
Now, Brandy, how do the people get to vote for you?
Okay, so to vote, you just go to MaximCoverGirl.com, and you'll type in my name, Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, and you'll see me.
It's Working Woman Wednesday here inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We got Brandy Hayes. She needs your help, Madhouse Nation. Brandy, we got to take a commercial break. But when we come back, I want to know, what does a cover like Maximum mean for a model? What does it mean when you get that cover? And, like, what does that mean for your career?
You mean Maximum?
Did I say Maximum?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I meant. Charlotte Plug is Power 98.
Yeah.
Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
She go to work every day just to keep the bills paid. Monday through Friday and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she's gonna do it. She's gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is Working Woman Wednesday. Working Woman Wednesday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday.
No, Wednesday, what we doing?
Woman Wednesday.
That's right, we do it for the ladies on Wednesday. Working Woman Wednesday. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:53, 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Today's high is right in there, 94. And inside the madhouse via telephone today, we have model Brandy Hayes. Brandy, you still with us?
I'm here. Hey.
And Brandy, tell the people what you're doing.
I am in the quarterfinals running for Maxim CoverGirl magazine.
All right, so what does it mean for a model, like, to get a magazine cover like Maxim?
Well, for me, I would say personal reasons. I love helping young girls. I love helping young girls that want to model or they want to do something with themselves as far as modeling, high fashion, whatever the case may be. And that, getting this cover would give me the platform that I need to do just that.
Now, we were talking off air, and I asked you about how you got into modeling. Let the people know how you started.
It's kind of crazy. I literally was working one day for my part-time job, and so this man had just came up to me. And so he was asking me, have I ever ever modeled before or thought about modeling? And I kind of just looking at him confused. And I was like, no, I haven't. And he said, give me a call. He gave me his card and said, give me a call. And so when he had left, my manager had came up to me. He was like, you know who that is, right? Like, he's a big photographer for this company. And I was like, wow. So I gave him the call. Once I gave him the call, it started off from there.
And now look at you.
Now, if you do win this cover, what all comes along with winning?
So I do get the magazine cover. I get $25,000. And from there, I just take off.
And you actually do have a real job, too, like in real life.
I do. I'm a mental health counselor.
Oh, wow.
Here in Charlotte.
A mental health counselor that's a model, too. That's all right.
Yes.
So, like on the other side of your job, like on your real job, how did you get into being a mental health counselor for what you do in your real life, in your real walk?
Well, I've always loved helping people. And I literally started working at the hospital, not even thinking that, because I was in school then, so I wasn't even thinking that it was something that I would keep doing. But I learned to love it. I love to help people. And that's exactly what I do. I help people every single day. I'm people that can't help themselves, can't think for themselves, you know, that just need help or guidance along the way. And, you know, I kind of found like that I was really passionate about it. And, you know, when you passionate about something, then that's one of your purposes.
That's what's up.
Look at that beauty pageant answer.
And
oh, my goodness.
How do we vote to get you on this cover, Brandy?
So to vote for me, you go to MaximCoverGirl.com. Then you go there, you type in my name, Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, and you'll see me there.
And you can go to my page. I just reposted what you had posted to tell people to go vote. So if y'all want to see
you.
It, go to I Am Nola Malaria. And, of course, you can go on there and see how you can click the link and go vote for it.
You can do that now. Yes. Tell the people why they should vote for you.
Another beauty pageant answer?
Yeah, another beauty pageant question and answer. Go.
Well, honestly, I just think you should vote for me. This is something that I've wanted for a very long time, and it's not something I'm just, you know, trying to pay to get. This is something that I'm working hard, putting in the effort needed to succeed. So I definitely feel you should vote for me.
All right. Brandy, thank you for being with us.
And when is voting in?
Oh.
When does voting end
for
this?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Ms. Jessica? Voting
when does voting end?
Actually, tomorrow at 11 p.m.
Oh, so we got to do
this
today.
Very important. Yes, like it's very important for everybody to vote. I have to be number one to make it to the semifinals. So.
What place are you in now?
I am currently in fourth place.
Oh, yeah, we got to get
you
up there.
I'm going to run them numbers up.
I'm going to vote. Thank you, Brandy Hayes, for being with us this morning on Working Woman Wednesday.
Thank you.
Y'all go vote. Vote, Brandy. We want Charlotte on now. We want the cover, baby.
Yes.
Thank you, Brandy.
We do. Thank you.
It's Nola Malaria in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Make sure y'all hit our hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day. We're talking about the plan to reopen schools as Governor Roy Cooper unveiled the plan for North Carolina schools, which will be Plan B, some remote learning and some in-person learning. Go to our Instagram pages. You can hit me at I Am Nola Malaria.
Me at Hey Miss Jessica.
And your boy at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
And you can always leave your opinion on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. What y'all think about the plan to reopen schools? It is our Madhouse question of the day, hashtag M-H-Q-O-T-D. All right, let's let them shine, man. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shine from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Good morning, Power 98. Who you trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let me and my girl shine over here at Magnolia Manor Inn, man.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on now. Who you letting shine?
I'm letting my business partner, Amanda Byers, shine this morning. Snatch and Beauty owner. I'm CEO Crystal. Want to let her shine for pushing and pushing our business. We dropped you guys off some stuff up there yesterday, some beauty cream. I just want to let it shine. Y'all shine with me, baby.
Y'all better shine with her.
Shout out to Crystal. Shout out to everybody, man, who doing their thing during this pandemic. A lot of people are opening businesses. I seen a black-owned coffee shop open over there off the north side, the northeast side, actually. So shout out to everybody during this pandemic who is taking advantage of the pandemic and opening things and becoming entrepreneurs and black business owners. Let all y'all shine, baby. Miss Justin's on the way with your nose and Avery News at 7:24, and hashtag Larry Mad is coming up at 7:40.
Start the whip, turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, your Nosy Neighbor News is right around the corner. Going to let you know who's coming up next in the Versus Battle. People out there, some of our favorite reality TV stars were arrested yesterday. Going to let you know who and for what. And Nick Cannon, boy, he got in trouble. What happened to Nick Cannon?
They told Nick Cannon he didn't get a Madhouse's headphones, so he got to come box me on Sunday. Okay. At guns down, gloves up.
Okay.
Yeah.
The real Middle Eastern people got mad at him for wearing turbans.
All right. We'll find out what's going on with Nick Cannon and what happened to him. This is a pretty big story that's coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
tell that.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, July 15th. It's the Battle of the Dogs for the next Versus Battle. Snoop Dogg and DMX will face off on July 22nd. Both rappers have been searching for someone to battle, and both have cited Jay-Z as a likely pairing. Well, they're going to battle each other. You can watch the Versus Battle on Instagram Live or Apple Music. After receiving 2% of the votes in a presidential poll, Kanye West is dropping out of the race for president. He announced his presidential run on the 4th of July. His team tried to get him added in states like Florida and even South Carolina, but it was too late. And it looks like that is the reason why he decided to quit. Well, Viacom CBS has decided to cut ties with Nick Cannon after his comments about white people on his podcast. Following his comments, Nick was labeled as a black supremacist. Nick took to Facebook to say, anyone who knows me knows that I have no hate in my heart nor malice intentions. I do not condone hate speech nor the spread of hateful rhetoric. Nick has not apologized for his comments. He says, to me, apologies are empty. What we need is healing. What we need is discussion. Correct me. I don't tell my children to say I'm sorry. I want them to understand where they need to be corrected. And then that's how we grow. Now, what does this mean? Viacom owns MTV, which airs Wildin' Out. Nick Cannon is also on Fox with The Masked Singer. Fox has not issued a statement yet, and we do not know what is going on with his radio show in L.A., but it looks like Wildin' Out might be a wrap. Portia Williams, Yandy Smith, and Tamika Mallory were all arrested yesterday, along with others, while protesting for Breonna Taylor. The demonstration was held outside of the home of Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who has yet to file criminal charges against the officers involved in Breonna's death. Portia was cited for criminal trespassing, disorderly conduct, and intimidating a participant in the legal process. If you want to see our mugshot, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Happy birthday to Mac Wiles, Forrest Whitaker, and Jim Jones. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Nick Cannon. What did she say about Nick Cannon? 570 WPEG. First caller through, correct answer. You got them five shout outs.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry's mad.
You damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all already know what time it is. It is 7:40 and it is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad?
Big Babe, hashtag Larry Mad, the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You already know. Being brought to you by the YMCA, baby. You can check me out at the YMCA. I'm going to be hanging out at the YMCA for their teen nights Friday and Saturday. Friday night, I'm there 8 to 10, Stratford YMCA. And Saturday night, I'm at the YMCA 8 to 10 at the YMCA on Macquarie on Bedford Road. So teen nights are back at the Y. We all the way up in it, babe. Shout out to everybody who bring their teens out for teens ages 13 to 18. So come on out, man. Join me at the YMCA this Friday and Saturday night. All right. Hashtag Larry Mack. All right, Bert. All right, Jess. They at it again. What y'all call them? Karens? That's what y'all call them? Well, I'm giving this one another name. Her name is Park Patricia. Park Patricia. Okay, so what did Park Patricia do? This young lady, some kids were on a playground around the neighborhood. They were playing like kids do. They were awfully loud on the playground. So what did Park Patricia do? She called the police. She told the police that it is too loud outside. It is too noisy. And I need you to come and tell these kids to get off the playground and calm down. And you cannot be loud on the playground. So the police came. They discovered the kids on the playground. The police came and started to talk to the kids on the playground. And Park Patricia, she didn't like it. She said, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to arrest them for being loud on the playground. And the police said, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. I'm not arresting no kids for playing on a damn playground. So what did Park Patricia do, Burpee? She went and found her inner Mike Tyson and her inner Floyd Mayweather and started to hit the police with a left, right hook. She swapped it out with the police because they would not arrest six black kids for playing on a playground and being too loud. It's got to stop. At one point, it's got to stop. We got the Central Park lady. We got the barbecue Becky. We got the pool lady. Now you're calling the police because kids are too loud on the playground? And then she fought the police. I mean, like, and I ain't talking about an ordinary fight. I'm not talking about an ordinary fight where, like, you know how sometimes you throw one or two and then you get out of there. Oh, no. This was a backyard, barnyard, just throwdown. Come on, man. It's got to stop. Y'all can't. I don't even know what to say no more. Hit the hashtag, man. Hashtag Larry Mad. Park Patricia. Sit your ass down.
No limit, Larry.
Good morning, Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B incognito live in the kitchen. And you already know now it's time to get Purpose Styles.
Larry, cut that music off and cut my music off. I Today's word is being brought to you by Pastor Real White Larry.
Hey, I, whatever.
That's not the response. Where's DJ Shark? It's because I keep it 100. And today's word is, what is your overall rating with the Lord? Madden just recently released the ratings of their players, Larry, Jessica, and I want to know, what is your overall rating with the Lord? Larry, what do you think your rating
is? I'm 85, boy, for real. I'm 85.
That is a lie in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
You are not God, Pastor.
I'm not God,
just
but I...
Just because you're a pastor don't make you
God.
Shut
up before I smite thee. I am a messenger of the Lord,
no,
Larry,
you're not.
And your rating of an 85 is way too high, Larry. Based on what I see and I know about you, Larry, your rating is a 72. Your awareness is low.
You can't judge me unless ye be judged.
Get to the back of the line. I'm not judging you. I'm passing on your rating of the Lord.
You know,
Jessica, what
like
do you...
Judge.
Shut up, Larry. Jessica, what is your rating of the on based on the Lord?
97%.
That, in the name of my Jesus, is another fabrication, because a 97
you don't know, Jessica.
Would be an A plus, and I don't think Jesus would give you an A right now, Jessica. Jesus, on a scale of 60 to 100, would give you about an 86. He would go 86, Jessica. Because the way that the service has been, the attendance of you and Larry into the church would
you can't
not
go to
be
church, Pastor.
You can watch it on Zoom, Larry. Get in a Zoom church.
Even I knew that, Pastor. 97.
My church don't have Zoom capabilities.
Yeah, well, then you need to get out of that church because they don't have technological abilities. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, my overall rating.
You're the 57.
Because
you
I keep it real, because I keep it 100, my rating is a 100, my rating is a 100, you got to get a 100 for the Lord. What is your rating with Jesus? The doors of the church are now open.
You is not Christian McCaffrey.
Don't you end on
that. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Many folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
People got hit his no cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, it is 8:23, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. TLC has announced a new series. It's called Doubling Down with the Dericos. I believe that's how you pronounce the name. The series is going to feature a couple, Karen and Dion, along with their 14 children, as viewers get a glimpse of how parents prepare for the arrival of triplets to add to the family that already includes quintuplets and two sets of twins. Things take a real turn when Karen is ordered to stay in the hospital at 24 weeks, leaving Dion to handle the household. The new show will premiere on TLC on August 11th at 10 p.m. And this is a black family. I cannot wait to watch this one. It's premiering on TLC. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quick.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
That's what they say, boy, the struggle is real. It is the We Family Wednesday. You know, you have a family issue. You send it in to the madhouse. We get the issue out there. We don't say names. We just say the issue. We got an inbox in to the madhouse. And it reads, Dear Madhouse Nation, I need help with this one. My daddy. Okay, I put that part in there. My daddy died and left the house behind. We as a family decided to let my little brother stay in the house because he didn't have anywhere to stay and the house is paid for. So we said this will help him get on his feet and all he has to pay was utilities. Well, we thought he was doing good. We didn't even check on him. A year went by and we finally went to check on my brother in the house. And guess what? This little Negro, he said the other word though. This little Negro done sold a house for $150,000. Way under what the house appraised for. The house appraised for at least $230,000. He bought him a Mustang and moved to Greensboro. We all are upset that he sold a house, period. Not even the fact that he sold it for under what it was appraised for, but we are all upset that he sold our daddy house without even consulting the family. This was a family house. My family and I all want to go lay hands on little bro in the most unchristian way. I need help, Madhouse Nation. What y'all think we should do? Do we let it go or do we let these hands go? Or do we just call them up and say, well, you got to break us off some of the cash you got? I don't know, Madhouse Nation, but I need help, damn it. Ooh. 570-WPEG, what should this young man do in this situation? 570-WPEG. He said we could say his name and everything, but I told him we keep it 1,000. We don't say names on the madhouse. We already said we don't do that.
Unless Larry, real quick, I didn't catch this. Did they leave the house to him?
So the house was left to everybody. It's a family house. It was a family house, but they let the little brother stay in the house.
Okay.
And he sold it from up under them. Like, he sold it without consulting them at all. Some kind of way he was able to sell the house for $150,000. 570-WPEG, help this family out. Should they lay hands? Let it go, or tell the brother to get him some of the money. It's Power 98.
We Family Wednesday is sponsored by Auto Finance Center. Power 98.
It's Nolan and Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Yep, and we back in as a We Family Wednesday inside the madhouse. Today, a family is dealing with their little brother as their daddy died, left them a house. Little brother was left in charge of the house. They let him stay in the house. All he had to pay was utilities. He sold the house, didn't tell the family, bought him a Mustang, and moved to Greensboro. The family wants to know, should they lay hands on the brother? Should they let it go? Or should they tell the brother, break them off some of the cash that he got for the house? 570-WPEG, we got your responses on the way. It's a We Family Wednesday. We try to help. We try to help families in family situations. Now, y'all got to go with whatever the Madhouse Nation decide.
The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
That's right, we call it a We Family Wednesday. This family is battling it this morning. All right, so this is what happened. The letter reads, my daddy died and left the house behind. We, the family, decided to let my little brother stay in the house because he didn't have anywhere to stay. All he had to pay was utilities and take care of the house. We thought he was doing good with it. So about a year went by and nobody went to check on it. So finally, we went to check on my little brother. We found out that he sold a house for $150,000. It was well under what it appraised for. It appraised for at least $230,000. He bought him a Mustang and moved to Greensboro. We are all upset that he sold the house, period. It was a family house. It was paid for. Come on, man. How you going to do that to the family? My family wants to know, should we go lay hands on him in the most unchristian way? Do we let it go, or do we tell him to break us off some of that cash? Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, big bro. What you got for me?
Man, they need to go up to Greensboro and go ahead and stretch them out to the sticks, man. It's only right.
Not stretch them out.
Not stretch them out, yeah, to the sticks.
Yeah, man. Go ahead and lay them out, man.
Thank you, big bro. Bert put another vote down for it. Power 98, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what should this family do in this situation?
Well, I think, you know, they should lay them hands. They need some cash and let it go at the end.
Okay.
Another lay hands, right, boy.
Power 98, good morning.
Hey, I'm calling about the boy who did his family wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they should beat his tail, and he owed him some money. His money should be the Mustang that he bought.
And then he get him the rest of it?
Yes.
He divided up with the rest of them.
And he still need a beat.
Because why would you do that? Why would you do that to the family?
Exactly. That was so wrong with him.
Rob him for a car? For his car?
Well, she said let him, let the Mustang represent his portion at $150,000.
Well, I'm going to take what you owe me.
Oh, you going to go get it?
Yeah, I'm going to go get it.
Hey, yo, brother, whoop your ass.
You crazy.
570-WPET. It's a Sweet Family Wednesday. You want to comment, hit us up. And what the Madhouse Nation, what we think about it, we're going to let you know when we come back. It's Pied out of here.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 94 degrees is your high for the day, 78 right about now. Smoldering out there. Ugh. One of them days, you be like, ugh, I don't even want to move, don't want to go nowhere, so don't go nowhere if you don't have to. But if you do, please put your mask on, all right? All right, we about to jump back on We Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. A family is dealing with a family situation where their little brother actually sold a daddy house. The daddy died, left the house to the family. They let the little brother stay in it. He sold the house. Now the family wants to know, should they lay hands, just let it go, or tell the brother he owed him some money? Yes, sir. We Family Wednesday inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Help this family.
The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
I'm Madhouse Nation. The family situation that we have this morning, a daddy died. Left the house behind the family. It was a family house where they let the little brother stay in the house, and all he had to pay was utilities. He sold the house well under what it appraised for. He sold it for about $150,000. House appraised for about $230,000. He bought a Mustang and moved to Greensboro. The family is upset that the little brother sold the house, and they want to know, should they lay hands on the brother, let it go, or tell the brother he owed him some money? Good morning.
What kind of family don't go check on their baby brother for a whole damn year?
But you know,
with
work, with COVID, you just never know. I ain't saying it slipped their mind. They just might have just thought he was doing his thing. Ain't no need to go over there and check on little brother. And he's not, I will say this because I know who this is. He's not no little dude. Like, he like 24, 25.
That's a little dude. That's a little dude. But however they left the paperwork, if they left the paperwork where the brother could sell the house from up underneath them, then let it go.
So just let it go.
With the lawyer who saw the paperwork. But other than that, I think they was wrong. That boy lost his daddy. He's been gone for a whole year.
But they all lost the daddy, and that's why they wanted to keep the house in the family.
He's a baby. Uh-huh. Y'all ain't go check on him for a whole year.
Okay.
We weren't worried about that house for a whole year.
All right, thank you,
W. Let it burn.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning, this is Big Old Ghost.
Big Old Ghost, talk to me.
Big Old Ghost.
What should this family do? Let it go, tell the brother to give some money, or lay hands on the brother?
I say lay hands on him. Lay some hands. He had a free house. All he had to do was take care of the utilities, and he going to go and do some dumb sell the damn house. Lay them hands on them.
You sound like one of the family members that called up.
Buddy, is this your cousin?
You sound like
nah, he my cousin, but
He would have been over with.
Okay, Big Dog, so you say lay hands. Papa 98, good morning. You on We Family Wednesday?
Hey, good morning. First of all, my mouth was wide open. They need to lay hands on him just for the fact that that's generational wealth that you just sold. Like, so lay hands on him, and then they need a piece of the pie, because if it was left to everybody, everybody deserves a little piece of change.
Yeah. So your solution is they need to lay hands.
Yeah, absolutely lay hands.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Thank you, baby. Not absolutely, Burber. She said absolutely. You keep a tally over there?
Yeah, I am. Right now, we got 5 people who want to lay hands on the little brother. 1 for Let It Go and 1 for Break Bread.
Good morning. Papa 98 WPG, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing,
Robert? I'm good. What you got for me? Should this family let it go? Should they lay hands, or should they tell the brother you owe us some money for selling this house?
Well, they need to sit down and get the brother, and they need to talk, because I'm living in the same situation. I'm in my family house. I got 3 other siblings. But my thing is, how did he get the house sold without everybody signing off on who's left remaining in the family, you know?
Well, so it is quite possible for the house to be, or for him to do that if the house is
in his name.
Yeah, in his name, or if he has the same last name as his father and his father did not have a will, then it legally goes to your next of kin. You see what I'm saying? So he probably, that is a way he could maneuver and do that.
Well, yeah, he's wrong, though, because, you know, that's the family house, like I say. If that's the way your father and mother wishes, you know, remain the family house, let it pass on down to the generation, because they don't, you know, they don't want to be put out on the street, you know, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and, you know, having a home is a cornerstone of the American back.
There you go. your mother and father didn't live and bought this house for the family, and that should remain the family house. Period.
So what do you think they should do? Should they should
let him out? Go get him. Go get him. Take the Mustang. Take the Mustang, because, you know, somebody's going to need a ride one day. I need you to come get me. That's part of this house. Come on.
She said make the Mustang a family Uber.
I got to go and need that money. Come on.
I'm sick of you today.
Come on. Come on. Come get me in the family. This is the family car. This is all our car. All right. So, Bert, what did our tally end up right now?
Well, the tally up ended with everyone saying they should lay hands on the little brother.
That's the majority.
Yeah, that's the majority.
All right. What you say, Jessica?
He might deserve a little thump. You know how you thump him on the forehead? Here's my thing. Y'all not concerned about the family house. Y'all ain't been to the house in a year. If you were concerned about the house, you would have been over there at the house, checking in on the house, whatever, whatever. You're not concerned about the house. But I do think it is wrong of the brother to sell the house when it was left to everyone in the family. I think that that is absolutely wrong. He was dead wrong for that. And, you know, to take that money and go buy a Porsche and all that other kind of stuff and not let
Mustang,
people know,
not a Porsche,
you
no.
know, that what you did was wrong. So you might deserve a thump. Please put my vote down as a thumping.
Okay.
But damn, thumping.
He bought a Mustang, not a Porsche.
Whatever. Car, whatever it is. He was wrong for that. He was wrong for taking the money. But y'all just say that y'all upset about the money. Don't make it about the house. Y'all not really concerned.
Well, actually, because I know who this is, they're not upset about the money at all. It is actually really totally about him selling the house, and that their daddy built this house with his own blood, sweat, and tears. Took him a while to build it and then pay it off. So that's what the family got money. Let's put it like that. The family got money. The money is not.
Then why they include the money in the letter, Larry?
Because they're saying if you're gonna sell the house, don't be a dummy about selling the house. Don't sell it for $150 when the house worth $230. That's simple math.
Not worried
right
about
there.
The money. Don't bring the money up.
Yeah, no, we're gonna bring it up because you can't be a dummy if you're gonna sell the house. And I disagree with that. You know what I mean? But they not going to check on the house. He's in the house. He's capable of taking care of the house. They say, you know, he's shown that he's capable of doing this. So we ain't got to go check up on him, Eric. He's a grown ass man.
I ain't got to go check up on him. But if it's important to you and that house is important, you would be at the house.
Choke him out. Go choke him out.
I think they should go choke him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to get together as a family and have a family choking out. He need to be choked.
You got to put hands on this little boy. You got to put hands on that. You did all this after daddy died. You ain't even mention it while daddy was sick or to any of us, knowing that we came together for the funeral, you could have talked about it then. But you want to sell it for a lower amount than what it's worth, and you want to do it without telling us, and then take off?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. The fact that you sold it and moved knew that you did something sneaky.
Yeah.
You knew that you did something sneaky in your heart and your mind. If you didn't get your comment in and you want to make a comment, you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. If you got a family situation, all you got to do is send it to us. You can email us. You can inbox us on Instagram. You can inbox us on Facebook. But what's that email, Ms. Jessica, if they want to send it in via email?
Send it on over to morningmadhouse@gmail.com, and Madhouse has two D's.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Power 98 WPET, good morning. Who is this?
This is Rashawn. What up, what up?
What up, Rashawn? What up, what up? What up? What's
hey,
up
man,
with
trying to play this game, trying to be Black Smart. Well, I know I'm Black Smart.
Oh, you know you're Black Smart? You sure? You sure, big dog?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to find out. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Rashawn, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
All right, I'm ready.
What? I'm going to kick it off for you this morning. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. The next versus battle has been named. It is the Battle of the Dogs, Snoop Dogg versus DMX. What was the first album for Snoop Dogg, and what was DMX's first album? What was the name of the albums, first albums?
Snoop Dogg, first album, it wasn't Doggy Style, was it?
You tell me. I'm asking a question. Can't ask a question with a question.
It was... I don't know. You might have me. You got me on that one. Mm. I don't know.
No. You were so confident, though. Big dog. What you got for him, Miss Jessica?
All right. 2 Chainz originally hit the scene with what name? What was his original rap name?
He was Titty Boy with Duffel Bad Boy.
There you go.
All right, Burp. If he gets yours right, he gets your question right, he win. He's Black Smart. If you do not, Rashawn, we want that hood black card, all right?
Your question is, what did your grandma tell you to put in your sock? You could wrap it around your stomach if you were sick and needed to draw the fever out.
She either told me to put a potato in there, or she told me to put an onion.
You got it,
big dog! You right.
You.
Okay,
win.
You was Black Smart. Go ahead with your 5 shout-outs, big dog.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to everybody at Walmart down there at Walmart Neighborhood Market on North Tryon. I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Brittany. We about to go on vacation this weekend. Give a shout-out to everybody who out here during this COVID thing, staying safe with all this crazy stuff going on. Give a shout-out to y'all, Power 98.
And don't you come back with no COVID baby on vacation, because everybody got baby.
Oh, nah.
Appreciate you. Be safe on vacation, big homie. Wear your mask.
All right, for sure.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Now, living there in the morning, Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Your Madhouse question of the day was what today, Miss Jessica?
So we want to know, Governor Roy Cooper announced the plans for schools next year, saying that it will be in-person and remote learning. Parents can pick which one they want to do for their child. So we want to know, how do you feel about that option of Plan B?
On Instagram, Gad3030 said they will end up 100% remote by the end of the year. Easy Street, my boy out of D.C., he said he going to end up on the wrong side of history on this one. That's what he said he feel about what Governor Roy Cooper is doing right now. Shout out to, not T. Moore. Who is that? Okay, I lost my place. But somebody else said that they feel like I lost my place. Somebody else said that they feel like Governor Roy Cooper is doing the right thing. However, they feel like they should have waited until at least September, October to actually open schools altogether.
Let's see. Jessenia says, no matter what his decision is, I'm glad that there is a remote option. Neither of my boys will be attending face to face. Damn it. Wesley says, dumb. If adults can't handle wearing masks and social distancing, what makes you think children will for 8 hours a day? Opening schools will result in us going back to phase one by September. And John Tell's Journey says, I'm waiting to hear what CMS decides, because ultimately that's what will matter to me and my children. Everyone is upset with the governor, but it's because they didn't listen properly. Your district is making the decision, and you can do virtual learning.
Well, Redbone828 said, I think that he should have started the school year off with the remote learning. When the children get out of school for Christmas break, look at the numbers. If everything looks good, then go back to the classroom. But if there isn't any change, then stay with the remote learning. H. Chairs said, when you don't make a decision, you make a decision. All it takes is one person to get sick and spread it. So Mesmerizing said, boarding school. He should have given an option for public boarding school. I'm ready for them to get out. Don't you do that to my baby.
Yeah, okay.
Don't do that to my children.
You say that because you at work while she at home taking care of them.
Well, you go back to work then, if that's the case. Well, I mean, you working, but go back to the office, if that's the case, so you won't see the kids.
She working and taking care of the kids so while you at work.
You won't see the kids.
and you doing all this. Yeah, I'm home school. You going to be at work
don't
doing the time.
Don't you do that to my children.
You going
to
be at work doing the time they supposed to be in school.
Talk about my baby. See, you always making us look bad as a unit.
Man, the Madhouse voicemail is always over 704-227-8780. What y'all talking about on now?
Yo, what up? Good morning, Madhouse. What up, No Leezy? What up, Marcus? Hey, Miss Jessica. Yo, I want to give a big birthday shout out to my big brother, Dodo, out there working hard in the gas house. Hope you enjoy your day. And for the story of the day, me personally, I'm going to lay some hands and get some of that money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have a great day. I'm out.
Ooh, good morning, Meg. Ass, gas, crazy hell. They at it again. Nick Cannon told truth, and they put him a part of the cancel culture. But I want everybody to do the history. All of our ancestors came from Negro land, which is an actual place. The Khazars, which are the people who are in control now, they ain't come into Israel until 1948 when the Ottoman Empire fell and gave them the Balfour Declaration, which they bribed their way into. They are the Federal Reserve, all the national banks, the international banks, I should say. Look at your history. All our ancestors, when they came over here, they spoke Hebrew. That's why Master beat them. That's why Master tried to kill them. If they spoke their own language, look up slavevoyages.org. It's so many history, y'all. So many history. We are the real. They are the fake. They are Khazars, and we are Semitic people. Do your research.
This is Mr. What the Hell. I think my man, Governor Roy Cooper, is doing an excellent job trying to keep Charlotte, America safe. But these folks don't want to wear their mask, and I don't know why. I think he gave these three options for the schools to shut these parents up. Parents, if you send your child to school in the middle of a pandemic, you got to be a damn fool. There's no vaccine nor a cure. If you don't think these kids can get this virus, call the governor of New York. Listen to the scientists and the doctors and quit listening to that orange bastard in the White House. And the Weed Family Wednesday, get y'all some of that money and whoop his monkey ass.
We drop the Madhouse question of the day every morning at 6:05. And, of course, we play your responses back at 9:25. You got it on your mind, let it off.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
They want to hurt me.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, July 15th. It's the Battle of the Dogs for the next Versus battle. Snoop Dogg and DMX will face off on July 22nd. Both rappers have been searching for someone, and they both said, you know, they wouldn't mind going up against Jay-Z. That's not happening. They're going to go up against each other. You can watch that Versus battle live on Instagram Live or on Apple Music. I actually have a poll up right now on my Instagram story. Who do you think is going to win it? DMX or Snoop Dogg? And it's trending right now. It is 47% DMX, 53% Snoop Dogg. I'm picking DMX to win this one.
This should be a good one, like hit for hits, you know. But like if it's like Fab and Jada, And, you know, like I told Burp, I said DMX is like a personality battle. Like if DMX gets to, you know, get over his songs and talk about his songs and stuff like that, he'll probably win. But hit for hit, I think it'll be close, but I give it to DMX too.
Oh, hit for hit, y'all going DMX?
I'm gonna go DMX.
Yep.
I think Snoop a good. It's 20 songs. I give Snoop 12. I give DMX.
Snoop wins. Yeah, what are you talking about, Larry?
No, I'm saying I'll give. He'll be good the first 12. I think it'll be close to first 12, but the last 8 DMX got it.
I'm getting my 40 out, baby. I'm going Snoop Dogg West Coast with this one. This might be one of the best ones since Teddy Riley and Babyface.
Okay.
As far as it being so close.
Yeah.
With both of them having dope hits. So I'm going to have to go with the homie Snoop on this one.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want you to vote. Head on over to my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. After receiving 2% of the votes in a presidential poll, Kanye West is dropping out of the race for president. He announced his presidential run on the 4th of July. His team tried to get him added in states like Florida and even South Carolina, but it was too late, and it looks like that's the reason he decided to quit. Bye.
Kanye, 2%, you out? You got to stick with it, Kanye. You got to stick with it.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
See,
not
Kanye,
at all.
You can't just be
Ain't
quick.
Nobody got time to be playing with you, Kanye. We are in the middle of a civil rights movement and dealing with a pandemic. No. Mm. Bye. Mm. Bye. Nobody got time for this.
Bye, man. Kanye.
Portia Williams, Yandy Smith, and Tamika Mallory were all arrested yesterday while protesting Breonna Taylor. The demonstration was held outside of the home of the Kentucky Attorney General, who has yet to file criminal charges against the officers that killed Breonna. Portia was cited for criminal trespassing, disorderly conduct, and intimidating a participant in a legal process. You all can check out the video and her mug shots. I have all of that up on my Instagram story. The video of her actually being arrested.
Mm.
Yeah,
okay,
this is disgusting that they still have not arrested anybody in this case.
Right.
This is just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
So shout out to all of them for continuing to fight for justice for Breonna Taylor.
Yeah.
Viacom CBS has decided to cut ties with Nick Cannon after his comments about white people on his podcast. Following his comments, some people labeled Nick as a black supremacist. Nick took to Facebook to say, anyone who knows me knows that I have no hate in my heart nor malice intentions. I do not condone hate speech nor the spread of hateful rhetoric. Nick did not apologize for his comments, saying, to me, apologies are empty. What we need is healing. What we need is discussion. Correct me. I don't tell my children to say I'm sorry. I want them to understand where they need to be corrected, and then that's how we grow.
Mm. Yeah, this thing is wow.
So here's what this means. Viacom is the company that owns MTV, mm-hmm. VH1, mm-hmm. and some other stations, which means that's the station that Wild 'N Out plays on, which means since they've cut ties, Wild 'N Out will no longer be available on those stations.
It's also, now, they pulled it last night. The show did not air last.
But that does not mean Wild 'N Out goes away, because Nick owns the rights to Wild 'N Out.
Right.
So if he can get it on another station, then Wild 'N Out comes back.
It's
just no longer going to be on MTV and VH1. Now, also in addition to that, Nick also has The Masked Singer, which is on Fox.
Yeah.
We haven't heard anything about that. And he also has his morning show. We haven't heard anything about that either.
Yeah, right. They definitely pulled the episode last night that was supposed to air.
Wow.
Wild 'N Out was supposed to come on at 8, but if you turn to it, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was on.
Mm. Wow.
So, I mean, if he find another, Nick, hurry up and find another network, because the episode I was on ain't air yet.
But, and you know, Nick is really so big. Nick should really just take this show to YouTube and make, or Nick is at the point in his career, I think Nick could actually start his own network.
He really could. I
think so. I think he's got enough money and he's got enough people he could put behind him at this point in time of his career where he could start his own network.
Now does Nick become seen as problematic? Because, so he's done this and Viacom has decided to cut ties with him. Let's not forget about NBC.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent.
Right.
and they cut ties with him. So is this what is seen as? And I'm not saying that Nick was wrong in this situation or right or anything like that. I heard part of it. I need to go back and really listen to it and digest it and sort of see. Is he looked at as problematic to where people don't want to work with him?
Well, I don't think so because, you know, being around Nick Cannon and working with Nick Cannon in different situations, I definitely don't think he's problematic.
Hell, you work with Nick Cannon.
Don't worry about that. I've worked with Nick Cannon way before you even met him, Burp.
Okay.
But, you know, being around him and, you know, just working with him and, you know, just hearing about people working with him, I don't think he's problematic at all. I think we're living in a country where freedom of speech really ain't freedom of speech. And we're seeing that play out in, not only on Nick's platform, but in different people's platform. But we're also living in a society where you no longer need a network to be. You don't need a network to be to build your career when you've already got a career established like Nick Cannon. Like I said, he could take his show completely to YouTube, make all the money himself and not even break no bread with them. Or he could start his own network and it just might be that time that Nick steps out and does that and he starts his own network because he's got the money and the people behind him to do it.
He won't be viewed as problematic.
And he's got a resume that shows the things that he puts his mind to, they become successful.
They do.
So
he won't be viewed as problematic at all. He will definitely, whatever happens after this, he'll come up bigger than this because the people who are the upper heads, they're just upset that he's speaking loud and he's speaking his mind and he's speaking truth. He's speaking facts. It's just that they don't want it. This reminds me of the same thing that happened to Deshaun Jackson. Deshaun Jackson wasn't saying anything negative about the people he was talking about. He wasn't being anti-Semitic. It's just that people hear what they want to hear. So he'll definitely come back from this and wildin' out. He wants to get wildin' out to 20 seasons. I know that for a fact. So he'll do what is necessary to get it done.
Happy birthday to Jim Jones, Mike Wiles, and Forrest Whitaker. I miss Jessica, the girl next door. Oh, and also happy birthday to our girl, Serenity, who is celebrating her birthday today.
Serenity! 41 today. Serenity!
I miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
AKA Ma.
Jessica. Neighborhood.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.